Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're glad to have you aboard tonight on the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them that we're up on the air, praise Yahweh, of truth, and we're going to get into a great message tonight. We're going to talk about the current events of our day and our time. The Bible says in the last days, men shall depart from the faith. Now, we're talking about the men of Jacob, Israel. They that murmured, they that complained, and they that went a-whoring. Praise Yahweh. Well, the message tonight will be entitled, Strangers in the Night. Now, that's a very intriguing headliner for our message tonight, but we're going to cover the word stranger in the night. Praise Yahweh. So call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We're remote tonight. We're on the road, praise Yahweh. And we're going to get right into a very explosive, hard-hitting, factual message relative to the times. We're going to turn to Psalms 106 for our presentation tonight, Strangers in the Night. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have been impressed to teach on this very critical and crucial subject tonight because of the signs of the times. Remember that we are now in the midst of the greatest influx of strangers coming into our land in the night. They slip in unaware. There has been provisions made in Congress and our Senate, bills that are supporting the strangers to come in the dark side of this revelation. They are now filling the land. We're having terrible explosions of strangers, aliens, if you will. We'll get into the code word of the Strongs. We'll show you some of the very frightening scriptures related to the strangers in the night that will come in and possess our land. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe that there is a diabolical conspiracy among the international Canaanite cartel to bring the strangers in among us, to mix and to mingle, and to bring in rebellion from the divine covenants of Yahweh. And we are in a war of genetic racial mixing with the strangers that come in the night. Praise Yahweh. Now, let's start here, if you will. Praise Yahweh. We're going to start about let's just start at verse 21. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Now, remember the Bible said these things have happened unto Israel as an example for our present day Israel. And we are going to go to the scriptures to indicate this in James, the Gospel of James. And we're going to turn to James 1:1, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Now, we think that in 1948, our Israel, the Gentile, Goyim, as we are known to the international cartel of Canaanites, which is mentioned in their Bible, the Talmud, that we are a Goyim. Now, we have been led to believe that we are strangers from the Commonwealth of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, how can we be strangers to our own blood kin? We are, there is, as you very well know, or if you don't know, let me inform you, praise Yahweh, that we are the host of Jacob Israel. We are the remnants of Jacob that was expelled, vomited out of the land is another word that Yahweh used, in 721 B.C. Now, finally, Judah, which was the remaining tribe, mixed in with the house of Ben-Yamin, these were the possessors well, actually 165 years after the departure of the 10 tribes in the northern kingdom of Samaria, known as Galileans. Now, these are they that had departed, and there was a remnant left there for Seekite. Now, once these had departed, the major majority of the 10 tribes scattered abroad, 165 years after 721 B.C., we have the expulsion also of the house of Judah. Now, and Benjamin mixed in. Now we have the 12 tribes, according to James 1:1, scattered abroad. Now, my question to you tonight is, how can we be Gentiles when it says here in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew, for us to go not to into the way of the Gentiles? Listen, as we read here in 10, we're going to start at verse 5. Then the 12, these 12, Jesus in the King James rendering, Yahweh in the Aramaic, sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, or into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now we know in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts that Paul was commanded to preach this gospel to the scattered sheep in the Isles. Now we're talking about, of course, the British Isles. And we have documented historical evidence that not only did the Apostle Paul preach to those Israelites that were scattered into the British Isles and into Western Europe, that had migrated to the Caucasus Mountains and now are scattered throughout all of the Caucasian people's majority of the land. Now, that majority is what we're going to talk about. The equation started in California. Now, we look at California, and as the old saying goes, the proverb here, the old cliche is, as California goes, so goes the nation. Well, I have been informed by a good brother that lives in California, and also other material that I have gathered personally, that California has now become a minority majority. And that the majority, the Caucasian settlers of the great state of California, have become the minority. This is shocking news, for as California goes, so goeth the nation. Now, let me give you an example. Dalton, Georgia. We have, this is a southern state with a highly, now we're talking about 20 years ago, which was a majority that lived in Dalton, Georgia, were the Caucasian, Irish, Scottish Israelites that lived in this region. Now they have been uprooted, and the county that possesses Dalton, Georgia, has now gone over to minority status with majority. Why? Because we have opened the floodgates of immigration and produced, slowly we're producing immigration that will later turn into confrontation. ladies and gentlemen, we are afraid that the strangers in the night are coming in here for a reason, according to the 37th and the 38th chapters of the book of Ezekiel, when he said that he would flood the land with the stranger. Now, we're going to look at the word stranger. It is very interesting to look into the word stranger. And we get a study on the Strong's in the word processing of these words that are mentioned in the Bible. You see, some of the scriptures are given in code, we believe. And we think that they, that they have purposely mentioned these things in code that they may keep down this revelation that we're going to give you in the scriptures. Now, we're going to go to Psalms, again, 106, and we're going to go to verse 24. They despise the pleasant land, they believe not his word, but murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of Yahweh. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness. Now, we believe that the same mistakes that our ancient Israelite fathers made, I'm talking down to the Aryan race of Caucasian Israelites. This is a blood-type being that is kin to the kinsman redeemer. And of course, we're talking about our Yahweh, who is the blood type of the descendants of Jacob, for Adam was the son of Yahweh. Now, only Adam was the son of Yahweh. There were other races here upon the earth, and we call this word Arab, and we'll get into that just in a minute, and what that word means. It is just factually revealing information tonight as the strangers come in to fill the land, to take up your positions, to take up your jobs, to take up your businesses, with the help of the government at our onyx taxpayer, affording these strangers to possess our land. Never in the history of America, 200 years of history, has the last 15 to 20 years, this has been the most unbearable situation where we have brought in the stranger in the night. In other words, I'm talking about clandestine, diabolical plotting behind closed doors to fill this land with the strangers and replace the Aryan white race as the majority in this land. Notice verse 26. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness. Yahweh's hand is going to be lifted up now. Verse 27. To overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. Now, oh my, my, my. They joined themselves unto Baal, Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Remember, we taught on the blood ritual covenants of the diabolical plotters that are doing these things, and they are gaining power and influence because Satan, the god of this world, the bloodthirsty liar and murderer from the beginning, and oh my, how that explodes into our revelational conscious here tonight, praise Yahweh. And thus they provoked Yahweh to anger with their inventions, and the plague broke in among them. Then stood up Phinehas, the execute judgment, and so the plague was saved. Now, the judgment that Phinehas executed was he killed the stranger in the tent along with the fornicating Israelite that had fell victim to these scriptures. Now, let me show you here in verse 33. Let me hurry. Because they provoked his spirit so that he spake unadvisably with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom Yahweh commanded them. Now, we are commanded not to mix. We're like the mustard seed. We're not to mix with any other seed in the earth. Little children, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Now, everybody say, well, just stay out of sin. Don't cuss, don't smoke, don't drink, don't gamble, don't chew. Don't run around with people that do. My friends, that has nothing to do with righteousness or salvation. The only unforgivable sin is fornication. Fornication is sinning against your own body. Your body meaning that if you go to a stranger and lay with them, you're going to come up spotted with the world and the blood of the world. Verse 35. This is a key. Psalms 106. But they were mingled. This is Strong's number, 6154, and it means Ereb. Remember we caught on it, Strong's number 6154. They mingled. The word is mingled here. And what that should be is 6148, where it is mentioning from the root of 6154, it means the same, means to race mix. Now let me read this in its context now. But they race mixed among the heathen and learned their works, served their idols, and it became a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their daughters unto devils, and they shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons. Listen to me now, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the greatest explosion of witchcraft and bloodletting in the world. We are number one in pornography. We are number one in casual immorality. We are number one in nakedness, showing our bodies to strangers, enticing and tempting. We are paid handsomely to go whoring from Yahweh. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted, Strong's number 2610, I'd like you to look it up, with blood. Thus they defiled with their own works and went a whoring with their inventions. Now, their enemies also oppressed them and brought them unto subjection under their hand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we continue on the course that has been set for us with this diabolical conspiracy, we shall end up as thus goes California, which now has a monarchy, pretty soon the agenda of these mancers, mongrels, and strangers, the Norki, the Arab, the ones that are called foreigners and strangers, will fill the land until we begin to have to serve them. Now, I don't know whether you travel across the land. I advise you to do so. Perhaps you have. Have you traveled along the major thoroughfares, interstates? Have you stayed as guests in these places? Say that you go in and you barely can understand those that serve there. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered how that these loans have been made to those strangers? Praise Yahweh. We could look into a lot of scriptures as we go now into the scriptures that will give us the inspiration and the truth in the second act. We're going to get into the word mongrel, foreigner, and the Arab, Erab, and the Norki, and give you strong lessons, praise Yahweh, of the strangers in the night. Stay tuned to the bottom end of the show. We'll really get it hard at and picked off in a big way. Come on back in a couple of minutes, and this is Shepherd Paul. Pastor Buddy, we'll give you the rest of the story. Welcome back to the Shepherd's Call, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Benning. We've got a good one going here tonight. We're talking about the strangers in the night. We don't know whether you've assessed the situation, but we are sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel to awaken Israel to the impending danger that's coming upon the land. Now, the Bible speaks about darkness will come upon the face of the land. Darkness is in the form of the strangers, praise Yahweh, that are coming in to take over our land and to mix and mingle their seed among our seed, which is to, the Bible says, keep yourself pure. Hallelujah. And we are enticed and encouraged to break those racial covenants with Yahweh. You see, we're covenant people, racial covenant, that is, and it doesn't have anything to do with racial hatred to keep the race pure. Any race that's not adulterated and is original should stay pure. Ladies and gentlemen, we need this advice to be considered seriously, and we need to teach our sons and daughters. And yet, you're too busy out working two jobs, possibly, your wife working as many as two and sometimes three, to keep the note payments and the usury tactics of the international cartel of you-know-who, praise Yahweh, to keep their nose to the grindstone, as was blind Samson as he ground at the mill, captured and taken over by the enemy, where he himself was race-mixing with the Babylonian Canaanite Delilah of the Phoenician race, praise Yahweh. We are going to go into the word examples here. 2114 in the Strong's is a Zohar, Z-O-O-R. It's spelled Z-W-R in the Hebrew, and it's pronounced Zohar in the English, and it means to commit adultery or to become profane. Look it up in your Strong's. 2114 is the key to it, and the code is in Isaiah chapter 7, or 1, and verse 7. Praise Yahweh. And we'll turn back there and give you just a little taste of what Isaiah chapter 1 is talking about in the scriptures, praise Yahweh, as we go to the text of 1, verse 7. Your country has become desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers, Strong's number 2114, which means Zohar, to commit adultery or become profane, as is a foreigner. An alien, ladies and gentlemen, has come into the land to make it desolate, to burn our cities. Now, how are they burning? Remember how the scripture said they burned in their lust one for another? Reckon the terminology here is race mixing? We think so. Because the word stranger here is 2114. If you'll take the word stranger out and insert the proper rendering. See, stranger doesn't really cut it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why that some of the translators have purposefully left off better interpretations of scriptures to let you avoid the real truth of what's coming in. Now, strangers, 2114 Strong's, to devour it in your presence. Right under our own nose, the strangers, 2114, the Zohars, are coming in and committing adultery, and they are noted as profane foreigners. Praise Yahweh, as it is now being overthrown by strangers. Again, 2114. This is in Isaiah 1 and 7. Ladies and gentlemen, hear the word, verse 10 of Yahweh, you rulers of Sodom. Now, this is the type of Israel. And give ear unto the law of Yahweh, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith Yahweh? I'm full of your burnt offerings, your rams, and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks and of rams or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain obligations, oblations or incense. It is an abomination to me, your new moons and your Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies. I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even your solemn meetings, your new moons and your appointed feasts. Edith, they are troubling and they are weary. Why? It's because, verse 7, your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, and your land has become full of strangers, adulterated strangers, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about the word 2114 in the Strong's. Let me give it to you. a foreigner, a stranger, profane, from another place. Strange. Strangers, foreigners. Praise Yahweh. Wonder what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the word stranger that stumbles in the night to fill our land. As California goes, remember, so goeth the rest of the nation. Well, just ask anybody that lives in California that is sympathetic to the message here tonight, and he will inform you of what is going on. Now, we're going to Strong's number. Let's go to Strong's number 8453 in the Old Testament, Hebrew. It's a masculine noun originating from 3427. It is a settler or an inhabitant from a foreign nation. A foreigner, an alien, an immigrant. Now, immigration, services, now the migration of immigrants are coming in. Now, when it said give us your poor, and give us all those from the foreign lands, meaning Jacob, Israel, Israelites. Remember, a Jew was not to be permitted into the house of Israel. They say they're Jews. Atoshe, which was to be distinguished from a temporary visitor or a mere lodger, which was in the Strong's number 1616 and is quoted by our Messiah in Matthew 25, verse 35, I was a stranger and you took me in. Now that word is different from 2114 or from 8453. Why is the difference? Because you can be blood-kindred and be a stranger to visit here. These were acceptable. If you weren't blood-kindred, you were not permitted to join or to dwell among us. Praise Yahweh. Now, here it is. Again, essentially, Toshava denoted as a squatter who could not possess land. Have you ever looked into the constitutional history of the United States? And those that were allowed to possess land, only the Caucasian Israelites, was to possess the land. A sojourner is in a foreign country where he was not naturalized, like in Leviticus 22:10, or 25:47, or 1 Kings 17:1, and Psalms 39:12, just to give you a few references to go on here, ladies and gentlemen. On the Strong's number 1481, which means the gore. Now, the gore is different from Strong's number 2114, which means Zor. So the Zor and the gore, very close here, Z-O-O-R versus G-O-O-R. There is a difference. One is a blood kindred, as a stranger or a guest among his own kin, but he's yet a stranger. The other is a foreigner, a profane one, an adulterated bloodline dwelling among us that is not permitted, it is prohibited, according to the scriptures here, in Strong's number 8453. Look it up. Toshav, masculine noun, originating from 3427, it is a settler and an inhabitant, a foreigner, an alien, an immigrant, distinguished from a temporary visitor, meaning a racial kindred one. Now, then we're going to the word 6154. Now, to do so, we need to go back to the book of Exodus, and we're going to the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, and we're going to read verse 37. Now, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 men on foot and women beside the children, and a mixed, here it is, this should be read like this, and a multitude of Zors that had committed adultery and became profane came up with them. Now, this was not to be permitted. And yet, here they are. A mixed multitude went up with them. Look up the word 6154 and see what 6154 means. It means Arab, meaning mixed blood. Ladies and gentlemen, mixed blood is a no-no. It is not permitted among Israel. Remember the covenant that Phinehas, the priest, made with the house of Israel when he killed the Norke, 5236, Exodus 12, verse 37. Now look at verse 45. Now, let me go to verse 44. But every man's servant that is brought from many, when thou hast circumcised him, then he shall eat thereof. Now, every man's servant. This is every man's servant that is qualified. Now, let me give you verse 43. Now, to Moses and to Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. Thou shall no stranger, 5236, it's a north day, a mixed blood, not 1616 or 22:4. It is 1616, meaning that it is racial kindred stranger that is among us. They shall eat of the Passover. But notice verse 43 again. Let me give it to you again. And Yahweh said unto Moses and to Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. Thou shalt no stranger, 5236, which means nor ye. And we get again in 45, a foreigner. See the word there? Stranger in verse 43. And it goes to foreigner, 84:53, of a hard servant shall not eat thereof. Meaning that they were blood qualified. If they were blood tendered and strangers, they could eat if they were circumcised. But if they were blood foreigners, meaning aliens to the blood of Jacob, then they could not eat thereof. And yet today, the GBAO Christian Church of the United States and the world at large has now accepted all bloodlines into their congregation for, no doubt, for comfort and for support and for the filthy lucre that they contributed into the treasuries of these bell boxes as they assemble. Now, if you oppose that, you're branded as a racist, and then you are blacklisted, as they say, in the Judeo-Christian world as non-acceptable because you are racist. Now, was our Messiah racist when he said, verse 43, a stranger shall not eat thereof? So when a mixed-blood stranger comes in, and we're going to look at the word 84:53, which means foreigner, and we're going to go to 6154 that we gave you here in the Strong's and give you some scriptures on the text here of 6154. Now, let us look again at the scriptures as they indicate our possession of the word. We're going to 6148 first. Now, let me give you the Strong's reference to 6148. Arab. A-R-A-B. Now, what is an Arab? This root means to braid, to intermix. Uh-oh. See Psalms 106, verse 35. Remember, I just read it to you. They mingled. That word mingle is interchangeable with the Arab, which means to intermix. Now, remember Esau. He intermixed with the Canaanite. He married two Canaanite wives and had offspring that was rejected by Yahweh and the house of Israel. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we have got a dilemma here. As the strangers in the night come in to possess our land, we are now becoming subservients to the strangers that are now possessing the gate of their enemies. That's us. You see, we're considered as their enemies. They are coming in to uproot us out of the land, to take our jobs, to take our women, and to breed and intermix with them. This is what the scripture says in 6148. Arab means to intermix, to interweave. to intermingle, to have business dealings, to traffic, as by barter, to exchange, to mortgage, to pledge, to give security, to be a cosigner, liable for another debt, to be a guarantor of the life of another. Oh, my. Are we bartering away our own life? Are we to mix our blood and give up our genetic inheritance and to deny ourselves of the birthright blessing by intermingling and to intermix, to interweave, to mortgage, to pledge, to give security, to be a cosigner of the goods and services that we have to render to debt and pay usury to these foreigners, ladies and gentlemen, to warrant, to rival, to undertake, to risk one's life. Arab, my. In 2 Kings 18:23, 36 and verse 8, to intermix means to make a wager. I wager you tonight that we are Arab, meaning in 6154, right below it in your Strong's Concordance is the word 6154. Now let's see what it says. Let me spell it for you. E-R-E-V or E-R-E-V in the masculine noun derived from 6148. There again is the same number that I have given you here, 6148, 154. My, listen to that. To transverse threads of cloth or woof. If you read in Leviticus 13 and 48, it was to change its color. The word woof, W-O-O-F, look it up. This is the word Ereb, which is a mixture. And also, here's the key to it, ladies and gentlemen, in the strong rendering, a mongrel race or mixed multitude, strangers and wonders, Exodus chapter 12, verse 38, Nehemiah 13, and verse 3. Oh, my. How words change when you get into the context of the true meaning. Words are very powerful. You must be careful of your words, especially when you are before your enemy. Choose your words wisely and correctly, and do your research, ladies and gentlemen, for your enemy, the translators, have gone in to change the whole meaning of scriptures. As you skim over them, not taking time to look into the verse or the meaning of the ancient Hebrew, as it's given for our inspiration and correction, that we could be thoroughly furnished to the knowledge that the Mighty One, Yahweh, has given us. Now, we're going to close it out here with Strong's number 6154, masculine noun, to transverse. Now, you know what a transverse means? To interweave, or a mixture of a blood to create a mongrel race or a mixed multitude. Strangers and wonders. Exodus chapter 12, verse 38. And remember verse 54. Also Nehemiah 13 and 3. We've got the words here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And our message of strangers in the night coming in to possess the land, to uproot and to intermingle and to destroy the heritage of a great and a mighty and a noble people. Right under our nose, ladies and gentlemen, they're carrying on the battle, and we have been filled into this land with mischief, and we have sowed a whirlwind mixture of form and fashions and been turned into fables as we allow the immigration unchecked to turn into a future confrontation. The confrontation is that they will be knocking on your door or coming to a city near you where we have the great influx of these strangers, the aliens, the mixed, the Arabs, these that are blood mixed. Just look in their face, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll see the rest of the story. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call. I'm Pastor Buddy. And our message tonight is for the sons of Israel and the daughters of Jacob Israel. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172, or simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Townsville, Tennessee, the zip is 37824. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is very hard, and I have brought it with the sincere desire that you could turn or warn your fellow brethren, those that haven't race mixed, those that haven't mixed their kind or their seed to become the Erib or the mongreled mixed race of the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 38 through verses 54. Now, these texts that we have given you are all in your Strong's Encyclopedia Concordance, praise Yahweh. I advise you to do your study well. If you have any questions, simply write Pastor Buddy. I'll get back with you as soon as possible. And until we see you next time, this is Pastor Buddy saying unto you, keep your head low and your powder dry. Keep the information that I've given you treasured in your heart, for the voice of the shepherd's call may not be much longer on the airwaves as we are preaching the truth. Come to the truth, and the truth will make you free. Until we see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, this is Pastor Buddy for the Shepherd's Call and all of our sponsors, Dr. Gary, Dr. Jack, and Brother Eric. We say good night, friends. Yahweh bless Jacob Israel.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call on the Public Radio. We hope you join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m.